This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight as we broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping America free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks out there that are helping get the oil to the markets. We appreciate them very much, and thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, jump in the chat room, like several people have done tonight, and there's quite a conversation going on there. Say hello to Cousin Vinny. He's the one making all the noise in there right now. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. And by the way, Cousins out there, he's done looking for submarines in the Mississippi River. So he says everything's okay so far.
Fine.
Okay, now, we have a company, Novavax. Did I say that right?
Yep.
And they have been the recipient of $388 million. Given to them by none other than Bill Gates and his group that he represents. And they put together a vaccine that they are going to be using, trying anyway, down in Australia, of all places. And their goal is to put out 100 million vaccines by the end of next year.
Well, Novavax has also teamed up, this was back in March, they teamed up with yet another company called Emergent in order to partner on this thing. And Emergent, interestingly enough, has some major contracts with the United States to enhance or refill our stockpile. And that includes some other things like opioid overdoses, anthrax exposure, smallpox. But the biggest thing that they have done that put Emergent in there to give Novavax some of the funds that it needs is Narcan. So, you know, what is really happening here is it's really saying to us that we've got a lot of U.S. companies and abilities to do some pretty amazing things. And they've all kind of stepped up their game, very happy with this. But we shall see where they put these tests together. I think in some cases, some people in the United States are not volunteering at the volume that people have previously volunteered to be part of these tests. So I think maybe Australia is a little more acceptive of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, does the weather have anything to do with it? Because it can be pretty warm down in Australia. Is that, did they go there for that reason, too?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Except that they may have been given some. Well, understand too that China and Australia have some interesting and historical business relationships, especially when it comes to this. Our bat lady, Dr. C, has done a lot of fellowships in Australia, so there's a lot of connective tissue between the two companies, countries.
Well, according to the Batwoman, she's warned the coronavirus is just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, you know, I would say this. I mean, if you also listen to Dr. Fauci, that's their job. That's their job. They see viruses as being their existence, and so they're very centric to all of that. From a health standpoint, from a study standpoint, a lot of them are theorists, but that's what their jobs are, you know, to put out research papers and everything else to say, look, we want, the bat lady is not an enemy. She's not wrong. She's been at this for 25 years. So, what's happening here is, in 25 years' time, I don't think that there's a lot more that we necessarily need to know, except when you get into a laboratory environment that they look at these viruses, and they have to be grown. I mean, we grow them here. I mean, we you know have same kind of laboratories here. That's what they do. So they're theorists, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with it.
Alan's telling me that Australia right now is heading into their fall.
Yeah, generally what their weather is the opposite of here.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll soon know anyway, because I'm sure they're going to know sooner rather than later. By the way, there are other countries around the world. The United Kingdom is reopening thousands of shops in the easing of the lockdown. That, I believe, is coming the same as Spain. They're going to reopen to international visitors in July, and I believe both of them are the same.
Yeah, Italy is the same. So, I mean, this, you have to do this. But what we saw over the weekend were a lot of groups that were being a little irresponsible, but they were also others were being responsible. So.
Yep, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we take this little break, and then we're coming right back. More in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our good friends at Balance of Nature. That's a product that I'm taking, and it's working quite nicely for me. Thank you very much. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who does? If you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature and the Fruits and Veggies. Now, if you want to save 35% on the Balance of Nature on your order, all you got to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751, and you'll speak with a health coach, and they'll help you out there. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, and you'll be glad you did. It's a great product, and I'm having great, great success with it. That's all I can tell you. All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is right back with us again. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Michael Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, is constantly in the news. And now this is a big-time story because, first of all, I'm going to mention I have never seen a judge hire an attorney. I've never seen anything quite like this. And, of course, Sidney Powell, her comment was she's never seen anything like it either, that a judge would reportedly hire a high-powered attorney to represent the judge.
I don't know what to make of it. It's almost as though he's disqualifying himself.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know what to make of it. If I've never seen it before.
No.
This really just tells me they're going to prolong this thing. But we shall see, because Judge Sullivan has until June the 1st to respond on how he's going to respond.
Mm-hmm.
To respond on how he's going to respond to the brief, so the writ of mandamus. So we'll see. We'll see how. It's just you got about a week, so we'll
this
see.
This coming Monday. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, let's put your judge hat on for a minute.
sure. Okay.
I think, and I still think, that the Democrats, somebody, has got something on this judge, big time. They've got something they're holding over his head, or he would never be acting like this.
We were conditioned to think that way, so I understand that.
Yeah.
But here's the fascinating thing. The one thing that they're probably not bargaining on is between now and next Monday, imagine what else could be declassified coming out of DNI.
Yeah.
So, and that includes the phone calls.
Yeah.
That certainly the one that's in question where he had this conversation with Sergei Kislyak, the Russian ambassador. But here's the fascinating thing. A little fact that I can't seem to get anybody to understand. The particular phone call in question was really part of four phone calls in one day.
Mm-hmm.
The first phone call was where Sergei Kislyak called Michael Flynn. Now, why would he call Michael Flynn? Because Sergei Kislyak was called earlier in the day. He was called into the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
And the State Department told him, hey, dude, we are getting ready to close two of your DACAs, and we're going to expel about 35 of your people. And he was furious.
Right.
And the State Department said, this is the way it is. Too bad, so sad. So they weren't giving, Sergei Kislyak or Russia any time to respond. So he just left there, and he called the new administration, and transition administration, meaning Flynn. And so Flynn actually returns the phone call and essentially says, hey, there's a couple things we need to discuss here. One is, don't escalate this thing, which is what Flynn told Kislyak. Just hang on. Don't escalate anything. Plus, there was another vote that was about to happen at the United Nations regarding Israel. Mm-hmm. So those are the two topics that they discussed in four separate phone calls that day. But so I would say Susan Rice and all the rest ought to be very, very careful, because we're going to declassify the transcripts of those phone calls, and they're going to find out that there's really no there,
mm-hmm.
as we keep hearing. And I think Sullivan is going to look like an idiot.
Okay, well, let's take a call from our favorite question asker. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. Denise, how's it going, girls, guys?
Hi. Hi.
Anyway, I think I got a situation here. I got a thing where I think Trump's making a mistake, and that is that he is putting on, or the military, I should say, is putting on these low-yield nuclear bombs on submarines, and the definition of low-yield is kind of questionable. It means that one of them they're talking about is 8 kilotons, which is half the up to a half of the what they dropped on Hiroshima. Because once you unlock that nuclear genie of using a nuclear bomb, nobody knows what can happen from there. All right, that's it, Captain.
All righty. Well, as far as the low-yield nukes, I think we're talking about submarines is what my understanding is. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, so why would we be making a mistake doing that? We would do less destruction to a region, if you will, if we were going to pinpoint something.
Well, look, we don't put any of our Trident gear out there without being armed. That's the first thing.
Yep.
We stay in that posture. The other interesting thing that has been kind of missed in all of this is the United States has successfully tested what is known as a laser, but it's actually been around a couple of years. But we have a soundless, unsightful, meaning you can't see it, a high-energy laser weapon that we have successfully tested that can take an aircraft out and or anything that sits on the water. It's been tested, and I think that into itself, it's actually called a laser weapon system laws. And it can take out, it's kind of like a point and shoot kind of thing. It's a whole lot less expensive than some of the other things that we use or have been using. It's about $40 million, but it only costs about $1 per shot.
Mm-hmm.
So that into itself is quite significant. So we have other things in process.
Mm-hmm.
But I will also argue we're still very behind where we need to be when we compare ourselves to things that China is doing.
Okay, well, I don't disagree with that. Now, the DOJ sent a letter to the governor of Nevada warning Nevada about unequal treatment of churches. Now, I don't think they sent a letter to California yet, because California countered with, well, we're going to have a plan in place and we're going to start doing something around June the 1st. So what's going on there?
No, we did send something to California that just said, just so you know, we're watching everything that you're doing in California. And same thing with some of these other states, Michigan and whatnot. So we have, the Department of Justice has done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where's that going to go? I mean, are we going to get something done here, or are we still going to be sitting around the middle of next month looking at churches locked down?
Well, I mean, he put out, he had the press conference last week where he said, you open them up and you open them up now, meaning for this weekend.
Yep, and so he didn't.
Those that, well, I don't know. I don't know who did what. So I haven't really kept on that, but that's just setting the table for the Department of Justice to, advance as they needed to.
Now, what do you think about the Democratic governor in Michigan? This is just starting to, well, wait a minute. I got to make it real quick here. Her husband apparently wanted to take a boat out and with a motor on it, and she's getting a lot of flack over that.
Rightly so.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low on the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read her great articles, check out what it is she writes about, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. How's that? Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Department of Justice is launching an investigation into the shooting death of an unarmed black man in Georgia as a hate crime now, according to attorneys for the victim's family. Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed by two white men while jogging in his neighborhood on February 23rd. Three arrests were made this month after a video surfaced of the violent encounter. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Georgia will look into why Glynn County and the state of Georgia took more than 2 months to make an arrest and whether the region has historically violated the rights rights of its citizens. The U.S. attorney said he plans to file criminal and civil charges. William Bryan, who recorded Arbery's killing from his car, was arrested and charged with felony murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. His footage showed 64-year-old Gregory McMichael and his 34-year-old son Travis confronting Arbery before they shot him. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second edition of the Military and Veterans News here on the Captain's America Third Watch. As always, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with their 2 locations to serve you. And don't forget, you can check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. In the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. They know that more have chosen to go the technical school route, the vocational school route, where they learn a trade, and in most cases, they find out that the trade is not going to pay them as much money as they thought it was going to, because they forgot to tell them that, oh my, they're going to be an apprentice at the bottom of the ladder for 6 months or a year. In some cases, maybe a little bit more. Depends on the trade. That's not going to happen with you over at National Aviation Academy. If you've gone to a trade school, you need to tell them, and then you'll be given the opportunity to take the tour of their facility and see what they have. Now, they have 2 facilities. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida. But either one, You want to call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. So, that's the National Aviation Academy. A tremendous career with tremendous benefits as an aviation maintenance tech. I mean, all you got to do is sign up, and you're there. Think about it. Okay. Americans yesterday gathered for tributes, many on television around the country. You gathered in front of your TV sets because you weren't able to go to the military cemeteries or wherever. But there were some Legion posts that were opened up and some VFW halls that were opened up around the country instead. It was a totally different field of things than actually going to a cemetery, which many of us have done many times, to witness and take in the atmosphere there live and in living color. We weren't able to do that yesterday. But it'll come back next year. Things will be fine. And the Marine recruiters right now are out there trying to be creative and find new recruits, and they want the cutting-edge flight simulators to attract pilots. They actually want to have some flight simulators put in some of their recruiting stations or places where they can do what they need to do and recruit pilots that way for the Marine Corps. We'll see how all that plays out. By the way, the Coast Guard crew that captured some $500 million worth of cocaine off a vessel, they've all tested negative for the COVID-19. The suspected smugglers, however, tested positive, which is why the crew had to do what they had to do. So it becomes what it does. I guess that's the new defense the drug smugglers are going to use now, is infect their people with COVID-19, send them out to deliver the goods. If you get caught, then they might wind up doing something else. We'll see. It is what it is. Also, you don't need to worry anymore if you want to join the military and you've had the COVID-19. It will not disqualify you from the military service. It's a little bit complicated, but people are working through it right now that want to enlist and sign up. So there you go. Also, there is a great movement afoot right now by the military to go out and try to get back out onto the college campuses. Everybody's wondering when that's going to happen. But to try to get back out on the college campuses and set up the way that they used to. ROTC programs, for example, are not going on the way that they were, both at the college level and at the high school level. Because people forget they have high school ROTCs. Met a young person yesterday that was working and had their ROTC shirt on, and I thanked them very much for their service, because that's always good to see that. By the way, the Army Emergency Relief Fund is taking a big hit right now because of the COVID-19. Soldiers are helping other soldiers across the U.S., but maybe things are looking up for that too. As I mentioned in the last hour, and I'm going to mention again, there are some numbers that you can call if you need help, financial help especially. Now, if you're a veteran, you can call 800-827-0648, veterans only, 800-827-0648, for the Veterans COVID-19 Debt Assistance Line. Now, if you're active duty military, they have a COVID-19 hotline for active duty military, and it is 866-779-6121. That's 866-779-6121. Those are the two numbers for you to call if you need any kind of help. Now, the other thing, when you look at the military picture of things around the world, around the country, we are moving more assets into the South China Sea because China is going to be the big nemesis. They're the ones that are going to be doing the saber rattling. Now, obviously, Iran may try to distract us, North Korea too, but China's the big dog. And everybody else takes their orders from China. So that's the way that that puppy works. By the way, the Pentagon bashed, and I mean bashed, and they should have, the New York Times over the white supremacy rule in the military, an editorial they wrote. They did not know what they were talking about. But then who's surprised about the New York Times? You're always going to find one or two or three people in a large organization that are not going to agree with everything that's been going on. And they're going to look for a little bully platform to get up on and say, see, I told you. But you can't believe what you hear when those people do it. So be careful what you wish for and what you listen for. Because it may not always be the truth. Just that simple. Now, the Texas police and Army CID agents are investigating the death of a Fort Hood soldier as a homicide after he was found dead from a gunshot wound roughly 13 miles from a post. On Monday. And that's a shame that somebody would do that. But it looks like as if this one here might have been a robbery gone bad. We'll see. And I also talked about the Theodore Roosevelt yesterday and Saturday and the day before and the day before. Well, doctors on the Roosevelt have said that they've been afraid that many sailors would die on the Roosevelt from the COVID-19 virus. Well, once again, they were wrong. A lot of these big-time massive predictions are absolutely wrong. Think about that for a minute. All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at FunwellBaby.com. That's FunwellBaby.com. Go over there and take a look at what they got to offer at their catalog store, online catalog store. You get 50% off and use the product code MATT50, M-A-T-T, 50-5-0. FunwellBaby.com for 50% off my listeners over there at FunwellBaby.com. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us today. And good morning, dear Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
They catching any sharks off Montauk Point?
I haven't been out there yet to see, you know, the stripers they were catching not too long ago. But, I'm looking forward to coming down to Florida. American Reds opening up in June. I got a fishing trip set down there for June 7th and looking forward to it.
Well, we just found out yesterday that the amusement parks are talking about opening. Universal's one of them. Obviously, the Busch Gardens is another one. And then you got SeaWorld and whatnot. And they're talking about allowing the places to open, including Disney, with people wearing face masks walking around.
Yeah, I saw that last week, and because I was waiting to see, because we're going to be down in Florida later on today, and I was going to take the kids to one of those places. But even the kids are like, forget it. You know, I'm not going to go around, it's 90-degree weather outside, wearing a mask all day. Don't tell me that that's healthy. Not in the slightest.
No. Now, the thing of it is the beaches are open. So if you're going to be anywhere near the water, either on the Gulf side or on the ocean side, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. No, like I said, I'm looking forward to going to the beaches and enjoying ourselves, just getting out and about. Yeah, I was a little depressing yesterday. I had to take my son for a little bit. He broke his phone, and went to our town here in Huntington, and it's just a ghost town. I walked all the streets and looked at the shops and the restaurants, and I don't find it hard to believe that many of them will actually be open when eventually whatever New York decides to actually start getting with the rest of the program, and it's sad.
Well, we had a, and by the way, I started my day, let's see, I went down to Sarasota, Lakewood Ranch, Bradenton, back up to Bay Pines, and then over towards Clearwater, and then into the radio station over a course of about 5 hours, 6 hours to be exact. And I noticed that a lot of the little strip malls were not open yesterday in some of the areas I was in. They were all closed, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, are these people actually out of business, or is there just no traffic? And there wasn't a lot of traffic except for over near the water.
And maybe Memorial Day, too, as well. People taking the long weekend. Who knows? We'll see. I heard that a lot of the downtown areas seem to be doing much better, and restaurants are opening up to a greater degree, and I hope that's the case. I hate to see small businesses going under.
Now, what do you make of this deal going on with the Democratic governor of North Carolina telling the Republican National Committee and their convention committee as well that they're going to rely on the facts and the science to make a decision as to whether or not they're going to be able to hold the Republican convention there in Charlotte, putting everything in limbo. But yet I'm being told by some powers that be that they're trying to move that convention down here to Florida.
Listen, North Carolina, I mean, Trump handled it well. He's like, listen, you're gonna play this game with us. Well, guess what? We're going to have to move it. You have to let the people in North Carolina know. You have to let the businesses know. Sure, they're not going to be happy about it. It's a big economic impact and everything that goes along with that. But, this is nonsense about we have to let the science tell us. You know what the latest science is, and nobody's reporting this? The overall mortality for this is 0.26%.
Mm-hmm.
0.26, it is way lower than what anybody thought it was going to be, meaning that you have a much, much greater chance of dying of a lot of other things, okay, than you do of this. 0.26%, that's the latest from the CDC based upon the numbers. And, yeah, I think that, once more and more people come to that realization, and no one's saying that this is not a bad disease, this is not something that's not terrible, it is. But what we're doing to our economy and what we've done to people's lives and businesses is just it's a shame.
And the numbers still aren't exactly correct because they still can't verify in some cases whether or not they actually died of the COVID-19 because they never did an autopsy.
Yeah, it was another aspect as well that they were talking about. Well, and also the fact that people were being declared dead of coronavirus if they actually showed any symptoms of it. They may have died of a heart attack or something else. So, who knows, when all is said and done. A lot of politics involved with this. And once politicians all start going in the same direction, guess what? Yeah, it's like a tsunami. You can't stop it.
What do you think of the Tom Brady pants incident on the golf course?
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. What happened?
He split his pants.
Oh, he did?
He split the rear end of his pants, and he was reaching over to pick up a ball, and you never would have noticed if he hadn't done that. The camera was taking a picture of his butt when he was doing that, and he split his pants. So that's the way he finished his golf match with Peyton Manning. Now, they did raise $20 million. That was good.
That was that celebrity golf thing. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I'm not a big golf guy, but I think it's great. They $20 million. What was the charity?
It was for the COVID-19.
Oh, okay. Super. It's good.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is Chicago and St. Louis, okay, over the weekend, had the deadliest Memorial Day weekend in 5 years, the two cities.
Never fear. The Chicago mayor's on the scene, making sure that you don't go to church and making sure that you're wearing your mask. But, never mind all of the murders that continue to take place in that city. I mean, it's you think about the irony of it. I mean, it's absurd. It really is.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And the other thing is, of course, We got a chance to see Joe Biden yesterday in his black mask. Now, I think he had the wrong size mask on, because you shouldn't be wearing a mask that's going to bend your ears outward and make you look like Mickey Mouse.
I don't know. As I said, I wear my little, 95 mask whenever I'm walking to a store or I have to around here, but I'm not wearing it outside or anything like that. To me, that's not healthy. It's not good for you. It's not necessary.
No, you're right. By the way, we're being told that the Biden campaign is going to shift their focus now to the economy. That's going to be their big topic now for now on, instead of just going after Trump on the coronavirus. I guess they have a losing issue there. They're going to turn around and they're going to use the economy now.
Okay, I mean, Joe Biden has been not one to, to be, big on the economy. He's supposedly the big foreign policy guy throughout his career and whatnot. So I don't know what he's going to do when it comes to the economy. I really don't. He's going to be lost on this one. They're going to have to feed him lines again.
Yeah. Where do you think this federal lawsuit is going to go? Again, the Republican Party has filed a lawsuit to attempt to stop California Governor Newsom's mail-in ballot plan. Where do you think that's going to go?
I don't know. Depending on the courtroom, it's going to see probably end up in a Ninth Circuit. And I know it's not as bad as it used to be, but it's still not very good. So, to me, I never really seem to understand how big of a deal it is, for people just to go one day a year or every couple of years to go to their, local community center, library, school to vote, and why they're making this thing such a big deal. And again, it is. You're right for fraud. There's no doubt about that. We all know that. I mean, if voting is a big deal for you, you should go. You should show your ID, show up, and vote. It's not that hard. And you talk about all of the sacrifices that we celebrate on Memorial Day by people. I mean, is it really too much to ask?
Isn't Lufthansa an airline in Germany?
Yes, a big German carrier.
Well, Germany will take Lufthansa's stake in $9.8 billion bailout. So, in other words, you're going to give Lufthansa $9.8 billion to save them? Is that what that means?
Yeah, Lufthansa is it's a great airline. I've flown on it before. It's, again, they're hurt by the shutdown, too. It's a major German carrier. It's their big airline there for Germany. You want to call it, it's like a Delta for them. And they're hurting right now because of this, and they need money to be bailed out.
Well, we have a number of jet airliners that are sitting here in the Tampa Bay area. They're predominantly being worked on by the aircraft crews. So that's something I noticed yesterday in my travels, too, by the way. All right, here comes the music. I'm going to let you go, and we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. is his website. Go over there, check it out, check him out, find out what's going on. And you might see him roaming around Florida here. This is coming down here for a little while. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.